别深刻。
Have you spoken something?
I spoke during the program a number of times, but there's many devotees who did not get a chance.
Have you listened?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Tumhi bole kya?
Yeah.
Manjari.
Yeah, Manjari is one of them. and also Vrindavan Leela Singh.
Right. You should read. What type?
Ramdita, Isha Das, Isha Das also.
My
who is teaching me how I can go about Srila Prabhupada. Om Gyana Tumilanda Sya Gyana Jena Shalakaya Chakshura Nguyen Tantra Nathasna Shri Kudaya Maha. Since we were staying here in Kolkata, I was remembering Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And I was remembering two things, how he is giving it and how he is telling us that, or how he has instructed us to receive it. In the first instance, I was thinking how at the end of his manifest pastimes in this world, Srila Prabhupada desired to come to Govardhan. The pure devotee, the life of the pure devotee is always exemplary. He is acharya. So how are we to understand Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan and to circumambulate the hill in an ox cart? In order to understand this, first we should understand the significance of Govardhan as been instructed by the Vaishnavacharyas. Number two, understand Srila Prabhupada's mission in relation to the Vaishnavacharyas. And also, finally, to understand how a pure devotee is teaching by his life's example. We have heard so many of the glories of Govardhan. Srila Nasananda Prabhu has described how Bhagavatam Govardhan is described as Krishna, and he's also described as Haridasa Varya. This is Vaishivati Radhika. Of those who are known as Haridas, Govardhan is the best, she says. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has glorified Govardhan in his Govardhan Ashtakam, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami in the Govardhan Vasa Prarthana Ashtakam, and Srila Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita. There he describes that Govardhan and the eyes of Govardhan are the most sacred place in the entire universe. That this Govardhan is Radha Krishna Prema Pavit Bhumi. This means that this word pavit is a nice word. It means soaked or saturated or inundated. So this bhumi or this land of Govardhan is saturated in the frame of Radha Krishna. And it is to this Govardhan that Srila Prabhupada desired to come. Srila Prabhupada, we have to see how Srila Prabhupada, in everything he did, he's strictly following in the footsteps of the Vaishnavacharyas. And Srila Prabhupada discusses this relationship in his own words in Gita Gan. This is in his introduction to Gita Gan. He says, Goswami Prabhuragan Ashraya Se Shri Chara Anya Mora Kichu Ashanai Tara Maje Jai Shri Jiva Ucharya Ari Ujwala Acharya Di Diachen Charamete Tara I have no yearning other than the exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of these Goswamis. Amongst all of the Acharyas, Srila Jiva Goswami stands out as a brilliant torchlight of knowledge, and he has mercifully given me residence by his lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada was able to bring Raj Bhakti in the line of Mahaprabhu to the West, and in doing so, he performed miracles and he changed the lives, the hearts of millions of people. And how is this possible? This is possible by the mercy of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, and his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is in this parampara. It's called a dhara. Dhara means the dhara is like a mind, succession. And this succession is going back to Mahaprabhu and to Krishna. He is receiving this mercy, and therefore he is able to give it. Now, sometimes when we say this, when I've said this, people will say, oh, well,
men,
you're minimizing Srila Prabhupada by saying it's not his mercy.
Bhakti sir is in Delhi with Raja Balabo in the hospital.
He's talking there. Because actually, Srila Prabhupada is an embodiment of all the Vaishnava
Acharyas. From that,
he is a Nitya Parikara of Sri
I don't see
and
him.
He is strictly following.
He is
and
sick.
Because
okay.
He has never made anything up, and everything that he is giving is from them, this is actually his glory.
France.
So, we should try to understand Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan by the light shed by the realization of these Vaishnava Acharyas.
Many speakers
and in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's Govardhan Vasa,
it is not necessary because half of an hour they are taking. How
he says, Nirupadi.
So you should read why we are explaining half an hour.
Okay, I'll finish.
Finish.
Okay, this verse is, O Govardhan, although I am a cheater in the road, the great and merciful Sri Sachinandan, who is most dear to you, has offered me unto you. Without considering whether I am qualified or unqualified, please bestow upon me residence near your side. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami his Govardhan Shila and Gintamala to worship. But the way Raghunath Das Goswami sees it is that it was he who was offered to Giridhar. So the implication of this verse is, O Govardhan, because Mahaprabhu, who is most dear to you, has offered me to you, therefore you are obliged to accept me. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada, at the end of his pastimes in this world, desired to go to Govardhan. Nija vikata nivasam dehi Govardhan. It is no small whim to want to go to Govardhan at the end of one's life. Srila Prabhupada is following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. By this desire, Srila Prabhupada has shown us what our desire should be at the culmination of our lives, what our prayojan should be. And moreover, by this desire to go to Govardhan, Srila Prabhupada has offered us unto the lotus feet of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. So we see the great mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Even at the end of his life, when most people were absorbed in their illness, or in themselves in some way, he was thinking of how to benefit his disciples. You see, Srila Prabhupada didn't need to go to Govardhan. He is there, or he is here. He is always intimately serving in the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We meditate on this every day when we say Krishnanandaya Dhimahi. Srila Prabhupada is always in Vrindavan. He is already a Govardhanavasi. But he is Acharya, teaching by his life's example where our real shelter lies. And he is unlimitedly merciful to offer us the highest destination. And so we say, Gato yasya pratita kripaya shri gurun chandatosmi. Having received this pratita kripaya, this all-encompassing and expanded mercy I bow my head at the lotus feet of my guru.
It's a policy local.
Vrindavan Vilasini.
Not here. Oh. Where she went? That's a chakar laga rahi, parikrama. Why you are going? Here and there? It was very near by that lane. How you look? Come on. From this lane. Make a lane. Make a lane.
First of all, I'd like to offer my heartfelt condolences unto my most beloved Diksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and Srila Goswami. And then my heartfelt obeisance is unto my sister Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana, Goswami Maharaj, my Guru Dev. What is the glory of a devotee? The glory of a devotee is his relationship with Krishna. But what is the highest devotee? Who is the most glorious devotee? The devotee, who is the devotee of Radha and Krishna? And who is the most glorious devotee of Radha and Krishna? That is the Vrajavasis. And of the Vrajavasis, who is the most glorious devotee? That is the gopis. And the most glorious gopi as we know is Srimati Radhika. And among Srimati Radhika, she's never alone. She has so many sakis, and among her sakis, who are very, very dear to her, she has Lalita, Vishaka, the Asta sakis. They are very dear to her. But she has some sakis who are most dear, her Nija Jan, who is most near and dear. She has her Abhinamurti, self-same body, self-same murti. These are her Nija and Prani sakis, her tinkerings. Her maid service, these are the most dear to her. And our Srila Prabhupada, being a Rupanuga devotee, being a follower of Rupa Goswami, who is none other than Rupa Manjari, is one of these Nitya Prana Sakis. So he is among the most glorious devotees that exist in all time. He is natural. He didn't have to go to school to learn anything. Everything is naturally coming from his heart, from his very being. His body, his spiritual body is made in a certain service mood. And that mood is uninterrupted and completely selfless, because this is the mood of the Manjari, the Mason, the Srimati Radharani. So when he came to this world as our Srila Prabhupada, as a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the servant of Rupa Goswami, everything was naturally coming from him. He actually didn't have to learn anything. He may have seemed like he went to school and he learned English and he seemed to have learned this and that, but actually when he was just a youth, he had Rathyatra in his home in Calcutta. He was, at 5 years old, he was engaging the whole community there around his neighborhood in Rathyatra. He was engaging everyone in chanting Hare Krishna, engaging everyone in taking Mahaprasada. From the very baby, he was always worshipping Radha and Krishna. There was never a time, he said, when he did not worship Radha and Krishna. So there's no beginning, no mid, and no end. He always says he's Nitya Siddha. He is eternally a maidservant of Srimati Radharani and eternally a service mood of complete selflessness and uninterrupted service to his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhartha Saraswati Thakur, to Mahaprabhu, up to Srimati Radharani. So this mood is what is attracting all of us, because it's a certain mood of selfless love and affection. There's nothing like it. There's nothing more glorious than this mood of selfless service. And it's also very, very powerful. You can see in his life, we wonder, how is it that he crossed the ocean? How is it that he did so many things? But when we understand from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the maidservants of Srimati Radhika have Krishna as their property. Krishna falls at their lotus feet. So it's so easy for him to call on, as we heard from Padmanabha Maharaj, that Srila Sridhar Maharaj said he was calling for Krishna, and this is how he was empowered. Because Krishna falls at his feet. It's not difficult for Srila Prabhupada. He has Krishna at his lotus feet. He can do anything. You see? So for him, it appears that he was alone, but he's never alone. Never, never. He appeared to cross the ocean by himself. But he was not alone. His guru was with him. The whole guru Paramba was with him. And he comes to America and he stands under a tree in Tompkins Square Park and he chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He just chants Hare Krishna, closes his eyes, plays the tarto, and everything happens from that. Because this is a maidservant of Srimati Radharani chanting Hare Krishna purely with so much love and affection. Completely selfless, uninterrupted like this. This is how so much power in this kind of chanting we can't imagine. So this is our Srila Prabhupada. This is why he could do so much. And I just wanted to say one little pastime to show how natural and how powerful he is. I told the same pastime on Srila Prabhupada's appearance day, but when I first met Srila Prabhupada, I was a hippie. I was one of his hippies. And as soon as I met Srila Prabhupada, as soon as he came off the airplane, I had the most amazing experience. It was a heart-to-heart experience. He never spoke to me with his mouth, but I could feel his heart and my heart talking. His heart said, I love you. I will never leave you. And my heart said to him, I love you. I will never leave you. It was heart to heart. And I never got to talk to Srila Prabhupada. I talked to Srila Gurudeva, and Shamanam, I got to talk to him. But this first meeting with Srila Prabhupada, this heart-to-heart connection, was so deep. That's why I'm still here. Even though there have been so many ups and downs in spiritual life, but it's that internal heart-to-heart connection with Sadhguru, with someone descending from Goloka Vrindavan. This is what will actually carry us through. And if we have faith in that, I used to think, not my heart, but my mind used to think, does Prabhupada really know who I am? I know many who don't have so much association with Guruji. Does he really know who I am? He doesn't remember my name. Does he really remember? But actually, this is just the trickery of the mind. Of course Guru knows. Why do we accept a Guru who doesn't know who we are? This is offense to Guru to think like that. And so I could understand that actually it was really true, this heart-to-heart connection that I had. And one time Srila Gurudev said to me, and it solidified what I knew in my heart, because I had the great fortune of having Gurudev when he was traveling, and he would talk to me so many times, like I always wanted to talk to my Guru Maharaj. And he said to me once, he said, actually, your Guru Maharaj told me, because he didn't have time, to do this for you. You see, so Srila Prabhupada doesn't forget. He knows our heartfelt desire. He knew what I was. So he told Srila Prabhupada, please give this, because she wanted it. So he hadn't forgotten. It was true. This heart-to-heart connection, he'll never leave it. None of it. We should always know like that. Guru is always with us. This is real Guru Seva. Guru is standing with his hand over our head, protecting us, maintaining us every second. So, as Manjari was saying, We should just desire to take complete shelter of our
room,
and we should desire to be prepared for the proper position that she will be on one day.
তারপরে ঔষধ তো যে দিয়েছেন ঔষধ নতুন ঔষধ কখনো মহারাজ নেননি, এর কোনো এফেক্ট না তো হতে পারে বাদ দিয়ে গেলে অন্য ওষুধ বললো যেসব আপনি এডমিশন শুট করে ঔষধ দেওয়া হোক খালি
ঈশা প্রভু কমন ফ্রম দিস লেট make always a lane. अरे वो रास्ता छोड़ करके थोड़ा सा इधर उधर घसप करके बैठो, ये खुला छोड़ दो. टेन टेन टू ट्वेल्व मिनट मेरा एमन भर था जिससे लोग पड़े बोले आगे आ करके पहले से थोड़ा सा पीछा रहने लगे. कौन
माँ विष्णु दाय कृष्ण अच्छा है श्रीमती बाकी ललित स्वामी नमस्ते परिवानी पुष्करी ने सत्यम बताई खबर हिंदुस्तान प्रसन्न हुई I listened to Srila Prabhupada's last day's tapes over and over and over again. And as others have said, Srila Prabhupada's desire to come here to Govardhan. So I'm begging each of you, as we spend our last day and a half in Govardhan, that you remember Srila Prabhupada as you are here at Govardhan. You take him into your heart and you take him on personal with you and enjoy this transcendental teaching and association. Also, I beg you, Srila Prabhupada gave us the nectar of instruction. And in the nectar of instruction, the Dashamrita, there's one verse, text 8. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the essence of all advice. So if you take everything that Srila Prabhupada wrote, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all his letters, all his conversations, this is the essence of all advice. The Srila Prabhupada says, the Vaishnava should become free from finding fault. And so becoming free from finding fault, and as Srila Gurudev has told me so many times, start with text 1. But come to text 8, nicely hear, chant, remember Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastime. And at least mentally reside in Radhakun. And as I have not developed some mood that I want to serve Radha and Krishna yet, but the last line is that we should find some resident of the spiritual world who's serving Radha and Krishna in the same mood that we want. So Srila Prabhupada's gift for me, and I think all of us, is Srila Gurudev. And I'm begging you that you take this gift deep into your heart. Do not waste a second of your time with Srila Gurudev. Do not waste a second of the time that you can hear from Srila Gurudev. Because this is Srila Prabhupada's gifts of gifts to us. And Srila Gurudev is shining the torchlight on Srila Prabhupada's books. I know I've read Srila Prabhupada's books so many times, but I could never understand so deeply. Srila Gurudev has helped me so much. Also, we should very powerfully preach. And anybody who criticizes Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev, I spend my days listening to Srila Gurudev's tapes, and I have Srila Prabhupada's folio open as I'm reading. And at every point that Srila Gurudev is making, I'm looking up and seeing what Srila Prabhupada has said also. And there's not one point. And when I meet my godbrothers and godsisters who say something, I say, I dare you to come to my house, and any point that you say there's different, you come, and I will prove to you there's nothing different. So, when I first came to hear Srila Gurudev, I started to cry, because I heard Srila Prabhupada speaking to me. And so, I made a fool of myself to quit pastime with Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada was in San Francisco dancing on the stage, I was fanning him in the Bhagavatam class. And not being initiated, new devotee, I took my beads and I said, and I mumbled, "Oh, Srila Prabhupada, would you touch my beads?" But I came out and "Ooh." And Srila Prabhupada looked at me and said, "What did you say?" And I folded my hands and said, "Nothing, Srila Prabhupada." He said, "What did you say?" Nothing to do about it. And then there was about 10, 15 sannyasis sitting in front. And Srila Prabhupada said, "What did he say?" And one of them said to me, "What did you say?" And I also shrunk down to nothing. And Srila Prabhupada smiled and walked off. But I did ask Srila Prabhupada two questions. One significant question. As I was distributing BGGs and traffic lights, I would get down on my knees sometimes. And I would beg people, "Oh, please, you have to take this magazine." And some devotees would criticize, "Oh, you can't beg the karmis." So Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Miami under the banyan trees in the evening. And the end of class, end of questions, and I shot my hand up and he said, "Yes." I said, "Srila Prabhupada, should we get on our knees and beg people to take your books?" And he said, "Oh, yes." He lectured for another 20 minutes about the importance of distributing his mercy. So I'm begging you tonight, please take Srila Prabhupada in your heart all the time. Please take Srila Prabhupada and Govardhan Parikrama with you. And please take advantage of Srila Gurudev's association. The essence of what we have to do is develop our relationship with Guru and Radha and Krishna. And nourish that mood only by hearing and associating with Sadhguru.
The prayers of what today? Siddhanti Maharaj Samandhe Bolvar Ache Ajke. সকাল বেলা হয় নাই কিছু আই ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট দি প্লেয়ার শুড বি রেডি বিকজ আই এম সো আই ক্যানট স্টে সো মাচ সো ইফ দে উইল ফিনিশ দ্য রিকারি এন্ড আফটার দ্যাট আই তোমরা সব করে দিবে উপরে বসো ইউ নো অল দি You know?
Yes.
What about drama play? They are ready or not? Otherwise, I will go and cannot return. Prajendra Nandarcho. Prajendra.
Teacher.
हरे कृष्णा जिन लोगों के पास कलश यात्रा वाली पीली साड़ियां हैं जो अन्नकूट महोत्सव में हमने प्रयोग की थी जिन लेडीज के पास वो कृपया कल साथ ले जाएं और श्रीला गुरुदेव को ऊंचा गांव में उपाधि दी जाएगी वर्ल्ड रिलीजियस पार्लियामेंट के द्वारा विश्व धार्मिक संस्था के द्वारा संसद के द्वारा श्रीला गुरुदेव को युगाचार्य की उपाधि दी जाएगी। आप लोग अपनी अपनी पीली साड़ियां लेकर और कलश भी साथ में लेकर, अगर कलश आपके साथ पास नहीं है तो प्रेमानंद प्रभु जी से संपर्क कीजिए, अपना कलश साथ में लेकर बसे हमारे यहाँ से सूर्य कुंड होते हुए सीधा ऊंचा गांव जाएंगी और वहां पर महामहोत्सव में श्रील गुरुदेव को युगाचार्य की उपाधि दी जाएगी। जस्ट लाइक ऑन द अन्नकूट फेस्टिवल द लेडीज वेंट विद द प्रोसेशन वेयरिंग दैट येलो साड़ीज, सो टुमारो अगेन देर इज एन फेस्टिवल वेयर एट ऊंचा गांव शीला गुरुदेव विल बी ऑनर्ड विद द टाइटल ऑफ युगाचार्य बाय द वर्ल्ड रिलीजियस पार्लियामेंट। ऑल द लेडीज वोटर्स आर रिक्वेस्टेड टू प्लीज वेयर योर येलो साड़ीज एंड टेक द कलश विथ यू एंड व्हेन वी गेट ऑफ the bus at Uchagaon, please walk with the kalash to the Uchagaon temple. Kalash is pitcher or the pot. Clay pot. If you don't have those kalash with you, then contact Premanand Prabhu, he will provide you with one. And thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
I don't know who is going to give me upadhi or युगाचार्य। I think that स्वामी महाराज भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर इवन भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर और रूप गोस्वामी आर दे नॉट युगाचार्य? Then why to me especially they can give another? I don't like that I should be called Yugacharya. But it may be that I am Kali Yuga. Myself, Acharya of Kali Yuga.
Because he was one Mahaprabhu incarnate in Kali Yuga, some of them. Oh. Hare Krishna. ভারতীয় জাতিকে আমি নিবেদন করছি, কাল ভারতীয় জাতিগণ মোদী ভবনে অবস্থান করবেন, ভিতরের হলে থাকবেন মহিলা এবং বাইরে থাকবেন পুরুষগণ। ভারতীয় জাতিকে সে অনুরোধ কর রা হুম, আপ লোক মোদী ভবন মে মহিলায় হ্যাঁ অন্দর হল মে খেলেঙ্গি আর পুরুষ লোক বাহার হল মে খেলেঙ্গে। দো কমরে হ্যাঁ সন্ন্যাসী কে লিয়ে দো কমরে কি ব্যবস্থা হ্যাঁ, जो अंदर जाकर के डाइनिंग टेबल जो कमरे हैं, सन्यासी का जो कमरे व्यवस्था की गई है। हरे कृष्ण।
व्हाट अबाउट ड्रामा प्ले?
नो
नीड।
I guess it was about 5 years ago now. I was fortunate enough to be present. And we all went up to Srila Prabhupada's room, Srila Gurudev. And one very nice lady devotee there, who was the only one who greeted us, spoke about the glories of Prabhupada's preaching in England. And after listening very patiently, Srila Gurudev responded very sweetly. Actually, you don't know him. He has millions of forms. But it's eternal form is in the work of Vrindavan. And apparently, paradoxically, on another occasion,
more louder, please.
When Gurudev was in Thatcher, he was giving these amazing lectures on Srila Prabhupada, Upadeshamrita, and becoming more and more excited, reading and repeating what Prabhupada had said. And I had the good fortune of walking back to Nirguna's house, and I went up to Srila Gurudev, and I said, "Thank you so much for inspiring us." And he said very simply, "It is all the mercy of Swamiji." But then in a very deep way, he said, "I am realizing his glories more and more." So although we know how intimate their relationship was, is, and was, in the spiritual world, everything is ever increasing. So coming to the West and seeing, I was assuming, if the uncultured and unrefined personalities that Prabhupada had to deal with, the Gurudev was even more amazed at what Prabhupada accomplished. And it was an amazing accomplishment. And because of what Gurudev just said, I realized I can't properly glorify my spiritual master. But I can speak of what I know. And I know that he saved me. In his own words, he saved me from lifetimes and ages in the darkness of helpless captivity. And he was dealing with such low-born persons. He taught us how to eat, how to sleep, how to bathe ourselves, and how to go into the bathroom. Not in that order, how to do those things. He taught us how to dress. He taught us how to do everything. Once, when he first brought some disciples to India, they went to an Indian life member's home. I guess they weren't life members then, but it was the first time. And there were about 10 disciples of Prabhupada. And they didn't know anything. They didn't know how, what to do. And so Prabhupada would break off a chapati. And then 10 devotees would break off a piece of chapati. Prabhupada would put some sati in the chapati. And 10 devotees would put some sati in the chapati. Prabhupada would put it in his mouth. And all the devotees would put it in their mouth. So this is the caliber of people that Prabhupada dealt with. In my own life, I was so mad. And once I was got into the Prabhupada's court in my court. And it was late at night, and Prabhupada had to use the restroom. So when he walked out, the distance from where Prabhupada was and where I was probably to where the picture of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was now. And I thought, this is my chance. So I ran down to the bathroom with a stick in my hand, and it was waiting outside the door like this, with a hand. And then Prabhupada walked out and he looked at me in great disbelief. And he said, "What is this? You're a Gandhi?" "Yes, Prabhupada." And then he laughed, and I don't know who he was talking to. He looked up and he said, "Who is he guarding?" So we were just so enamored by everything Prabhupada did, and the way he walked, and the way he, simple thing like drinking a glass of juice. Once at the airport, they brought Prabhupada some orange juice, and all the devotees were waiting for Prabhupada to depart. And we were just watching how elegantly he did everything. We were so unaccustomed to anything like this. And then one devotee came in, the temple president, and said, "The airport officials are complaining. They want everyone to leave this area right now. All the devotees should leave." So everyone got up, including Srila Prabhupada, and he started to leave. And he said, no, not you, Prabhupada, just the other devotees. So he always charmed us at everything he did. He was so amazing at everything he did. And more than anything else, he stirred up in the hearts of meat eaters, womanizers, and drug users the conception that God was not a fearsome creature like our Judeo-Christian teachings had taught us. But he was a blue-collar boy who had sports in the local Vrindavan, which were very sweet and full of love. And that it was our hope and our aspiration to go there by following him and joining those pastimes one day. He gave us life, he gave us hope, he gave us everything. He gave us a life, a mission, a youthful, an activity to engage our youthful passion by going out and distributing books in cities and subways and airports. And then, as quickly as he had come, he left. And these are our external vision, and we were all so young and new.
We didn't even know how deep the loss was and how significant the loss was that we had. And then for about 20 years, there was a dark period, as probably predicted. Bogus sannyasis and philanthropists and unwanted elements came up to disturb the mission of the spiritual master. And then in 1996, in our little village in New Braj, an old and intimate friend of Srila Prabhupada came to our little town and said, he heard hearts crying. And he said, your Prabhupada has sent me to you, and on his behalf, I will make your hearts fragrant and pure. And sure enough, again, something was inscribed within our heart. This conception of Vrindavan and the pastimes of Krishna again became some sort of reality in our neophyte condition. And I can go on and on, but to make it brief, I just want to pray to my Srila Prabhupada, and it's inspired by one incident that happened in Los Angeles. One of our godbrothers there was challenging Srila Gurudev, because he said his conception of book distribution was different from Prabhupada's, and Prabhupada stressed so much book distribution. And Gurudev tried to convey to him that it wasn't the activity, but it was the consciousness, that our whole purpose in life is to develop our love for Krishna. And no matter what we're doing, our activity should be centered in giving pleasure to Krishna. So this devotee didn't get it, and Gurudev very compassionately told him to come to his room the next day. And again, he didn't get it, and Gurudev asked him, well, do you know this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam? And this devotee said, no, I don't read so much. And in a very profound way, Gurudev looked at him with a very strong glance, and he said, I love your Prabhupada more than you could ever dream. The real question is, what kind of disciple? You don't even read his books. So I want to beg, with whatever sincerity, little sincerity I have in my heart, to my Srila Prabhupada, whom I know that I ever will worship, that he can remove whatever obstacles are in my way so that I can take shelter of Srila Gurudev, heart to heart. Because in that heart is the conception of Srila Prabhupada, which I know my Srila Prabhupada wants to meet me with. The full conception, just like Srimati Radhika draws the fullest conception of Krishna, because our love is so complete. So our Srila Gurudev loves Srila Prabhupada more than we can even dream. And by serving him, not only will we find our Srila Prabhupada, but we'll find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Rupa Goswami, and all his associates, Shishi Radha Krishna, and all their associates. So I'm a very full person, I have no qualification to even be in this assembly. Somehow, by the mercy of both of my good days, I'm here. And I make this prayer at the end of this.
I think that most of the speakers, they have given Pushpanjali in the Lord's feet of Srila Bhakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I want to tell two words. When I recite his pranam mantra, there it has been told, mayabadi thonskara nirvishesha
shunyavadi paschatya krishita.
But it is negative way. What he gave? Gaurvani Prachar. And then what is Gaurvani? Gaurvani means that whole Vani of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the Rupa Ruga. Because Rupa Goswami has explained all that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give. And I know, perhaps you do know or not, but I have realized that he was a very high class of Rupa Goswami. He was not founder of anything, ISKCON, but he was in the line of Rupa Goswami. So he has given explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, that is, he has translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita, so many books, about 100 books he has given. What given? Radha Dasya is supreme prayojan. He has given. Gaurvani means the Like he came to this world to give Radha Dasya, and all are included in this. Anarpacharing Chirag or Radhaya Pranaya Mahina. What Rupa Goswami has and his followers have done. So, he has not established any new thing like Rupa Goswami, Sada Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Not any new thing. Same wine in so many bottles. Same thing. You can tell him that he has established his own. I think this idea is wrong. Because what is the meaning of scorn? The meaning that this has, or same thing. To whom?
Jiva Goswami Pada established.
Jiva Goswami has established Vishwa Vaishnava Raja Sabha. And he is establishing same thing. He continues this dhara.
Line.
Line.
Other language.
Especially, he has established not but he has followed that. Please, that she has
done.
1 minute. He followed.
He followed the same line established by Jiva Goswami Pada.
So he has told Krishna Bhakti, Rasa, Bhavita, Mukhoji, Tatta, Lola Bhakti, Mekaram, Janma, Koti, Nasri. Here he has told, I think, so many times, who is Kong? Who person? Oh. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mavi Kriya Kriya Tang Jutva Vijani Labhyate Tatra Laudyam Mavi Mekalam Janma Koti Nasi. So he is the Sadasya,
member
of the ISKCON, who have not this quality. Really, they are called ISKCON. Don't be angry to me, but try to understand this fact. In Western countries, the priest is fond, like his fond. And he was very much fond of his fond. And he wanted that this ISKCON should come from Brahma to
up to now
and also in the future. But we see that perhaps he has whether he is successful in his mission or not. Question arises. Because he made about 100 or sannyasis. But where are these sannyasis now? But our Suksha Guruji is still we are preaching Sarasvata, Vaishnava, Acharya. They are preaching the same mission. He preached in Western countries. Pujya Pada Sridhar Maharaj, my Guru Dev, Bhakti Dai, Madhu Goswami Maharaj. Oh, numberless. They preached the same mission in India. And he wanted to preach same mission, but he could not. Because he has to cross very difficult jungles of Mayabad and new fight devotees in Western countries. They could not understand his mode, and that is why they went down. But I see that he told me to preach his mission. And with me, I don't know, more than 800 devotees from Swamiji are with me. Because they are thinking that here is ISKCON. They are not. So you should all these member of ISKCON, real ISKCON. So today, on his birth disappearing day, yesterday, I am also giving some Pushpanjali in the lotus part, 6 feet of my Shiksha Guru. If you are not understanding my mission, then try to ask seniors. Otherwise, they will be misguided. हम लोगों के पंडा जी इतने दिनों तक साथ में रह करके हमारी परिक्रमा का गाइड किया, साथ ही बहुत उदार है, जैसे बाप वैसे ही बेटा, किसी से कुछ मांगना नहीं, और भक्त लोग इनको देते हैं। हमारे सिंघानिया जी ने, बनवारी लाल जी ने काफी उनकी मदद दी, बेटी और किसकी शादी की बेटा के शादी इत्यादि भी करा दिया। तो हम तो इतने रुपए वाले नहीं, सामान्य व्यक्ति है, बेगर भिक्षुक जैसे हम हैं, इसलिए उतना तो नहीं, किंतु संक्षेप में कुछ हम लोग समस्त डिवोटीज के माध्यम से उनके लिए कर रहा हूं। जय हो पंडा जी, आपकी जय हो।
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees. Tomorrow we have to take all luggages from here. Hayagadari hosting again Dharmasala. We have to take all of your luggages. Jo jahan bhi thare huye hain, apne saath apne samasta saman bistara le lenge, idhar kuch nahi chhodna hai. Apna je ekhane avasthan korchen, je bichhana patra jinish patra sob ekhan theke niye jaben, ekhane keu kono jinish patra chhore na. Hare Krishna.
Should we continue?
আপনাদের সঙ্গে কোন শতরঞ্জ বা অন্য এখান থেকে নিয়ে যাবেন না। আপনারা আপনাদের নিজের জিনিস যা এনেছেন তাই নিয়ে যাবেন। আপনাদের ব্যবস্থার জন্য আমরা কি শতরঞ্জ বা অন্য দিয়েছিলাম এসব নিবেন না সঙ্গে। আমরা আপনাদের কে লিয়ে কুছ দরিয়া ব্যবস্থা কি থি ইসকো নহীঁ লে জানা হ্যায়, ये मठ की संपत्ति और टेंट हाउस से छोड़ के जाना है. तो यार इन सब कार्यक्रम आदर